The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Actually, it's not Rolene Marks. It is Ilanit Chernik. She's standing in for Rolene Marks. And Ilanit is the breaking news editor for the Jerusalem Post. She's also a reporter. And we say good afternoon, Ilanit. How are you?
Good afternoon, Kathy and Simon. How are you guys?
Yeah, lovely to speak to you.
Very, very well, thank you. But very confused about the topics because you raised an issue that you want to discuss today, Ilanit, about Gaza ceasefire. Is it happening or not? I thought this was a slam dunk and a done deal. 6 months.
Not happening. The Hamas are denying it. So is Israel. So basically, long story short, what happened was last night, Channel 12 reported that there was a 6-month ceasefire that had been brokered between Israel and Hamas. You know, there was a lot of yays and a few nays, and a lot of people from a lot of the leaders of the southern communities were very upset about it. They said they don't believe a word that Hamas are saying. They don't believe that there's such thing as a ceasefire if it doesn't mean that the incendiary balloons and all that kind of stuff doesn't stop. But turns out Hamas very soon afterwards denied it. And so did the Israelis, a few sources denied it as well. And then this morning they said, basically Kochat, which is they're like one of the big organizations that deals with this kind of stuff. They said that they were going to be extending the water, like the sea borders, for 15 nautical miles. However, basically, and that's the Gaza fishing zone, and basically that did not happen, that's happening, but they mentioned absolutely nothing about a ceasefire or anything brokered. The report last night basically said that Hamas had agreed to end all the clashes with the IDF, keep all the March of Return rioters 300 meters away from the border, end the night raids on the border against the IDF, stop the balloons, stop the new flotillas, all that kind of stuff. And in response, Israel said it would run the Gaza fishing zone and ensure that all medical and important aid that needs to get into Gaza will get in without a problem. But, you know, but if both sides are saying it's a nay, then it's a nay, you know?
It's just so weird because I've got the Times of Israel open in front of me as well as the JTA, and just there's nothing. It's like deathly silence about anything to do with this issue.
It's quiet. I mean, the Jerusalem Post, luckily we've got two reporters who have very, very, you know, inside ties and sources who both found that both sides had said no. So interesting to see what it will come across. Maybe what could be happening is behind the scenes. That could be to keep the show going, on the surface, pretending that there's no ceasefire, but behind the scenes there is some sort of, something going on. And I mean, what was promised was basically if there was going to be 6 months of calm, there would be talks of a more permanent ceasefire and relaxing a lot more of the issues on the Gaza border. So, you know, there could be something going on behind the scenes. Maybe that's a very informal ceasefire. But on an official level, no, there's nothing happening on an official level.
Interesting space to watch. Ilanit, you were going to talk to us today as well about developments with Iran.
Yeah, so basically, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani this morning said that he's rejecting any type of diplomatic talks with the U.S. And he basically said that resistance is our only choice. He says that the U.S. Is basically putting them into an economic war, and they're going to face this economic war because of all the U.S. sanctions. And basically what's happening is the U.S. is trying to pressure Iran with all these sanctions, with sending the bombers that they did last week and all the ships last week into fresh negotiations with regards to their nuclear program. Because remember, the United States last year pulled out of the nuclear program, I mean, the nuclear deal, because they saw that it wasn't working and that there was still stuff going on behind the scenes. So basically Trump basically warns, in response to this, that if any U.S. interests are attacked in Iran, they will be met with great force. So it's going to be very interesting to see, because this is, you know, Israel's watching this very, very, very carefully. Because, you know, any kind of attack against the U.S. or U.S. interests could involve Israel.
Yeah.
Because remember, we've got Hezbollah, which is an Iranian ally on our Lebanese border. There's a lot of, there's even Iranian Revolutionary Guards sitting in Syria at the moment. You've got the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, which is an arm of Iran sitting in Gaza. So Israel's watching this very, very carefully, because it could, you know, with Iran making these threats, it could mean Saudi Arabia with all the oil. And we've seen what's been going on with their oil pumps and what's been going on with their ships. off the coast of the UAE. And every time there's a bit of a flare up, with Israel, a lot of the time, the Palestinian Islamic Jihad claims responsibility for it. And they say that they're doing it and they're a part of it. And they'll say that when we had that long range rocket that happened earlier this year, they claimed responsibility for it. And they said it was on Iran's instructions. So, it could go either way. And that's why Israel's watching all these developments very, very carefully.
Very interesting. Ilanet, that is unfortunately where we leave it this week.